just suddenly felt a huge shaking. Literally felt like big hands were shaking the world, and it wouldn't stop, and it didn't stop. Took me a moment to register what it was, and it was an earthquake.
The memories of what happened 6 months ago are still very vivid for 27-year-old Beth, who's originally from Bramhall. She's lived in Kathmandu for 2 years and runs a small guest house with her boyfriend Dipu. But since the tragic earthquake, their priorities have significantly changed.
How do you go from running a guest house to being your own sort of aid agency?
Well, it's all a bit crazy. It all happened quite fast, but it's just what you do. It's what you do in that situation. If you can help, you help. That's how I feel. So we had to learn what is the best way to help. We put a plea out there to Facebook and media and got amazing donations. And from that, we were able to put that into supplies to take to villages and people that really needed it.
So we've just arrived in the village of Hoxie, which is carved into a hillside just 2 hours east of Kathmandu. You can only get here by foot. Volunteers have been working on these shelters, which are made from shiny corrugated tin, for the past 7 weeks. Essentially, they've built this village from scratch. Now, many of the villagers here have lost their homes, and others are likely to do so soon, as their houses have been built on a landslide. Now, although the village isn't complete, one man has already moved in.
I'm a 70 years old man, and I still work as a labourer. When the earthquake, exactly 12 o'clock, there was a second. So when I went to the top of the hill and see below, my houses has collapsed, and most of the houses were collapsed. Everything's crumbled up, broken.
We're sitting now in a brand new makeshift home. How does he feel about it?
Yeah, after this temporary shelter is made, I shifted here because I'm alone. My wife died last year, so I have no one else, even my son and all. They don't take care of me. And I'm happier, and I'm happy to work with the volunteer. From the very first day, I was helping them also helping me. Very happy to have this shelter.
Before I came here, I was told that Hoxie Village was known as a place where poor people had sold their kidneys on the black market in order to buy homes. I asked him if the rumours were true.
Yeah, it is true, but it's not in all Hoxie Villages. It's not all Hoxie Village. That side of the part of the Hoxie Village, which is called Thumka, those people who sold their kidneys are from this. Yeah, it was quite a number. But now it's coming down.
At the end of my week in Nepal, the volunteers had completely finished Hoxie Village, so I caught up with them to ask how it all went.
My name's Angela. I'm 38 and I'm from England, Manchester.
Tell me about what happened on that last day when it was fully done.
Well, unbelievable was the first thing, that we'd actually built this village. Was it 40 families? Around 250 people. And the night before, they'd given us a party. You know, used their money, which I don't think many of them have got a lot of, to make sure that we had food, and they cooked it on an open fire the night before, and we had two dance floors. And to me, that was the most special night, to say, you know, thank you so much for what you've done.
My name is Tori. I'm 27, and I'm from America. It was a really amazing experience, actually. Kind of empowering to know people with no experience can do so much. It was fun to learn a little bit of Nepali, and they definitely impacted my life, and thinking that maybe we made an impact on their lives too.